Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind.
Every day I get a brand new show off TV, recommend radio. I breeze with the sleeves on my cassette, because I've got the affirmative magnolia. Man, C30C60C90Go, C30C60C90Go, C30C60C90Go.
You know, it's, I guess it's been a while since I've actually done a music podcast. I've done a few over the course of the last, 1,100 episodes, give or take. For whatever reason, I was, missing mixtapes. I know I did a blog post about it, and it just seemed appropriate to, well, I guess, do it with music. But there's something about a mixtape that you can do playlists in iTunes and or whatever music player that you have, but it's not the same, right? I mean, I like the fact that with a mixtape, yeah, there's some physical limitations to doing. I mean, what I used to do, 20 something years ago, you had the dual cassette deck plus CD player, and well, between those two things, you could probably put together any sort of mixtape you wanted, but. But here's the thing, right? You had no real indication of exactly how much time you had left. You were kind of guessing as to whether this track would fit into that much tape. I mean, you just kind of eyeballed it and hoped for the best. And you want to minimize the amount of blank spot on the tape. And so, yeah, the track that I first played there, the C30 60 C90 Go, right? Those were the tapes, right? 30 minutes, 60 minutes, and 90 minutes. And you split it in half, and each tape had a side. And of course, you make a mistake, you could go back and record over it, and that kind of stuff. But what you ended up with at the end of it was, well, a physical object, right? It is so, and you could actually give that to somebody and share it, or you could, and maybe you might make a mixtape for, for somebody. I mean, people did that. I don't think I did that for anybody. I might have been inspired by other people to make mixtapes, and in fact I did. I don't think I ever gave any to anybody. And actually, that's also how music was shared, ironically, on cassette tapes. And so that was 20 something years ago, and I don't know anybody that has a Walkman anymore. Maybe people do. I mean, other than maybe have one in the back, but I still see them in maybe not convenience stores, but I still see them in stores occasionally. The old Walkman cassettes, and apparently one of the remaining factories of cassette tapes is actually doing very well. And I guess the same could be said for records, right? There's kind of a retro thing to them, but yeah, what you end up with at the end of it is actually a physical thing that you can give to somebody, I don't know. What actually sort of inspired this is, I thought about, oh God, it'd be great to make a mixtape right now. And so I did the next best thing, which is put together playlists in iTunes, and it's not exactly the same thing. Yes, it's easy. I kind of pick the music the same way, but sometimes, the space constraints make it a little bit more interesting. And I don't even know how you would do it with today's technology. And there's just no good way to share a mix of things, right? And you have to assume that the other person has the songs or whatever. I guess you could burn it to CD. Well, even that just seems kind of, I don't know. There's just no way to do it anymore. It just seems like we've kind of missed out on the art of mixtapes, as it were, or any way to share that stuff with people. That's just kind of the way it's gone. So anyway, that's all I got to say for right now.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.